Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know Jesus loves you so much. He wants to change your life, make your life brand new.
Amen.
Amen. Because Jesus is your friend. Sweet Jesus. Yes, he's your friend. Praise the Lord. Amen. We've been teaching and talking about the message all this month, coming from the teachings of 8th chapter of Romans. We're going to continue it on today, so I'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. Amen. Those who are incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Yes, Jesus come to free us from the law of sin and death. That's what he come to do, to free us from the law of sin and death. Because we can repent, that's part of us being saved, is repent. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. But I got news to let you know, that does not complete your salvation. So many Christians in the free world, they repent, ask the Lord to forgive them, to get baptized in water. And some people get baptized in Jesus' name. And they feel like that's their deliverance. Because they believe in Acts 2:38. But Acts 2:38 has a mystery involved. In that in Acts 2:38, Jesus' name is more than just the water. Jesus told Nicodemus in the third chapter of the Gospel according to St. John that he said that except you be born of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That's what he told Nicodemus. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Missionary Velvet, the Gospel according to St. John 3. Praise our God. Amen. And 5. What did the Bible say? Amen. God's according to St. John 3 and 5. Because people got to understand that. Praise God.
Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter to the kingdom of God."
Y'all see what that Bible said? That's what Jesus said. Jesus' name is more than just the water. And people need to understand all that. People want to argue about that. And I'm telling you, folk will be arguing about that before God. You think God going to, amen, amen, praise our God, going to, amen, excuse them for that? But I got news to let you know. Amen. Acts 2:38 has the mystery in it of John preaching that Jesus preached in the Gospel according to St. John 3 and 5. Being born of the Spirit. We must get that new birth. Being born of the Spirit. The Lord Christ Jesus. Being washed in the blood. And the blood is not in the water. You heard me? One preacher said the blood was in the water. The blood is not in the water. The blood is at Calvary. That's where he shed his blood at. On Calvary. On Calvary's cross. He shed his blood on Calvary's cross. Stop hollering about being baptized in water in Jesus' name. And go to Calvary and get that blood. Because the devil will have you hollering about the water and leave the blood out the picture. Glory to God, amen. And I'm telling you, you can't go to heaven without the blood. You got to have the blood of Jesus. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. And people need to understand that if I want to holler about water baptism, holler about water baptism. Amen. But where is the blood of Jesus? Where is the blood? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, praise the Lord, we got to get the blood of the Lamb in your soul, which is Jesus Christ. amen, to wash you and clean you up. We sang that song, what can make me white as snow? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Praise God. It takes the blood of Jesus to root out sin. Amen. And to make you a free man and a free woman, bound again by the power of God. Amen. That's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things come new. Not some things, but all things come new. Jesus moves in, the devil is cast out. Glory to God. Sin goes out, Jesus moves in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go to Romans 8 chapter, Missionary Velvet. Pray and read the 6th verse. Romans 8 and 6.
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Amen. Carnally minded is death. Amen. And people thinking, amen, praise our God. Amen. They're going to go straightly. Amen. Be baptized in water. Amen. And get the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, skip over top of Calvary. Amen. But I'm telling you, it takes, amen. You folks, we got to get Calvary in order to get the Holy Ghost. The real Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost. Because you can't put new wine in old bottles. That bottle got to be purged. You hear me? That bottle got to be clean. And there's only one way to purge that bottle. That is through the blood of Jesus. Praise our God. I'm telling you. Amen. I'm going to preach the blood myself. You can holler about water all you want to. But I'm going to preach the blood. Glory to God. Amen. Because it takes the blood of Jesus to clean you up. The blood of Jesus writes your name on heaven's roll. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Well, amen. I'm telling you. Glory to God. Amen. Because the blood of Jesus caused me to live right. You hear me? I said the blood of Jesus caused me to live right. Jesus' name is the blood. His blood that shed on Calvary's cross. Amen. That flowed from his veins. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. That blood that flowed from, amen, flowed from his hands and his feet. Amen. I'm telling you, that blood, amen, that's what will clean you up and make you whiter than snow. Amen. And cause you to live right. Praise our God. Amen. Cause you to be filled with the true Holy Ghost that came down from heaven. Amen. The blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. And I'm telling you, folks, we better get the blood. Amen. If you want to go to heaven, you better get the blood. Amen. They don't need to be hollering about the water. It ain't got no blood to go along with it. I'm telling you the truth. Praise our God. Amen. And people need to understand, know that. Glory to God. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. To be carnal minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Praise our God. Amen. What does the 7th verse say, Missionary Velvet?
Because the carnal mind is enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
Amen. But the carnal mind is enemy against God. Amen. Being, amen, a carnal mind. Amen. And so many people are just in the flesh.
So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
And people in the flesh, anytime you want to sin and do wrong, you in the flesh.
Cannot please God.
And you can't please God in the flesh, but we need to be in the spirit. Praise our God. Because it takes spiritual people in order to go to heaven.
But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man has not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Amen. If you ain't been filled with the Holy Ghost, then you're in the spirit. You heard me? Then you're not in the flesh. You're in the spirit. It's time to get filled with the spirit. Praise God. Being baptized with the Holy Ghost is not being born of the Spirit now. Amen. A lot of times folks teaching that. Amen. Praise God. But I'm telling you, praise our God. Amen. Being born of the Spirit is being washed in the blood. You hear me? Praise our God. And people need to understand, know that. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. It takes the Holy Ghost to preach this gospel. Amen. So many people try to use education to preach it. That's why, amen, they're getting been messing up so bad. And messing the congregation and people up so bad. Amen. And skipping over top of the, amen, skipping over top of the Calvary. Amen. Causing people not to be delivered, not to be free. Amen. And hollering about the water. I'm telling you the truth, praise our God. Amen. I'm going to holler about the blood myself. Amen. You're going to holler, you can holler about water all you want to. I'm going to holler about the blood. You heard me? Praise our God. Because it's power in that blood that he shed on Calvary. That blood went up to the mercy seat. and was springing on the mercy seat. And the just demands of a righteous God was satisfied because of the blood of Jesus. Not the water, but the blood of Jesus. Praise our God. And people need to understand, know that. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm blasting it on radio. Because I'm telling you, too many people, amen, just preaching this Bible like you read a my science book at school. Amen. And therefore, amen, praise our God. They literally just preach what they don't read. Amen. I'm telling you, a drunkard can read that Bible and tell you what, amen, what that Bible said. If he got an education, I'm telling you the truth, praise the Lord. It takes the Holy Ghost to preach this Bible and give you the understanding what's written in this word. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Glory to God. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, forgive me of my sin. Lord, I'll hear right. Lord, would you to blot out their transgression, cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking into the Lord. Heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, deliver them, Lord Jesus, from alcohol, from drugs. Lord, from making mash inside the prisons. Lord, deliver them, Lord Jesus, and set them free from shoplifting. Those you that's out there in the free world, deliver them from shoplifting. Lord, the stealing and all that. Lord, using profanity. Lord, deliver them from it and set them free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed. Give God the praise. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise. And the song said, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. He's a love each and every one of us. And he wants what's best for you and I. He is able to save, deliver, and set free. Just give him a chance. Those behind prison bars, ever holds and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. And he is always there for you. Never leave you nor forsake you. Those in the free will, think of your prayers, support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us and we pray for you. That you allow God to work things out for you. That you be in his will. Remember that God loves the everlasting love and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Lord, open up doors to be going to the jails and prisons. Spanish speaking inmates, write for Spanish material, Spanish Bibles. Call Jesus love the Spanish speaking people. And those in the incarcerated, write for Bibles, other life changing material. All material to prisons are free. Till next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that. If Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go?
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.